Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. The Packers locking up their kicker in Brandon McManus. The news broke earlier this afternoon by Adam Schefter with ESPN. The Packers have yet to make that official, but it is reportedly a three-year deal, just over $15 million, with a signing bonus of $5 million. Nice work if you can get it. And I tell you what, given the purgatory that the Packers found themselves in after the retirement of Mason Crosby, the murderer's row of young kickers that they brought through their doors in an attempt to develop one of their own, he's worth every penny. This gives the Packers some serious peace of mind at the position for a guy who hit almost every kick he attempted last year. Obviously, coming off that miss in the playoffs is an unfortunate way to go into the offseason, but no question about it, McManus, solidified kicker in Green Bay, showed with a couple of kicks over 50 yards in bad or inclement weather that he is suited for kicking in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And I do think, and people will probably dismiss this or minimize this, but I do think this speaks to what Brian Gutekunst talked about at the end of the year as far as having a sense of urgency about competing for titles. You don't have time to be developing a young kicker and living with the ups and downs when you are in a window where you are contending or attempting to contend for championships. You want to be able to set it and forget it at kicker, and that's exactly what the Packers have done with this signing. We'll see what the Packers do in the remaining little less than a week here before we get into the legal tampering period. I believe it's next Monday that kicks off. They still have a number of their own free agents that they could potentially sign, chief among them TJ Slayton. But with the signing of Isaiah McDuffie yesterday and then today getting McManus done, obviously trying to get their ducks in a row, so to speak, prior to the start of free agency. And this checks off a, I'd say, not inconsiderate kind of part of their offseason to-do list. Good to have this squared away and not have it linger into free agency and the potential for some other team to come in and swoop in and take him away from the Packers. So good work by Goody and the front office, and we'll see what the rest of the week holds, both in regards to not only signing their own potential free agents, but maybe perhaps putting together a reunion with one Davante Adams, who was officially released by the New York Jets about a half hour ago, made official by the Jets. Davante, clearly we've talked a lot about it already this offseason. I kind of tweeted it out this afternoon. I still maintain what I said 2 weeks ago. Never say never. Not an impossibility, but an unlikely reunion is how I would characterize that. I do think Davante ends up in either New York, here in New York, back in New York, with Aaron Rodgers with the Giants, or he's on the West Coast, most likely with the Chargers, playing close to home. And I think one of those two scenarios is way more likely than reuniting with the Green Bay Packers. That's just guesswork on my part. Hello to everybody in the comments section. So good to see everybody. Good to see you all chatting it up. Dennis is here. Always good to see you, Dennis. Guitar Ted, how are you, man? Strike a chord for me. Hope you're doing well. Joe, thanks for the super chat, man. Davante won't be back. McManus has his number. Well, there you go. How much would McManus have to procure from the former number 17 to give it up, so to speak? But to your first point, yeah, I don't think Devontae's coming back. Simitovich, what's up? Did Corey approve the daily chat title today? You know what's great is that I had a meeting with Corey about some other business stuff this afternoon, and as I hopped on Zoom, he said, "What's up?" And I said, "Well, they signed the kicker." And he said, he literally rolled his eyes and said, "Who cares?" You cannot accuse of Banky of not being on brand at all times. That is for certain. Mm-hmm. Slider, I can't even begin to tell you how, A, little I care, and B, how I'm pretty sure you're wrong, because that is centralized. But I just don't care. Everyone knows what it is. Nags, do you think there's bad blood between Davante Adams and the front office that would kill a chance of 17 coming back home? No, I don't. I talked about this a little bit a couple weeks ago. I really don't think that either side holds any kind of you know, resentment for the other. I do know Devontae was supremely frustrated going through that final season without getting the extension done the summer previous. He has talked about that. He's mentioned it on a couple different podcasts at this point, which is understandable. You know, I'll always point back to the Hopkins deal with the Cardinals that really messed up the wide receiver market on the top end. I think really put a kind of wrench in the works, so to speak, of a potential extension that would have kept Devontae Adams around. Hopefully the potential would have been to make him a Packer for life, essentially. But that Hopkins deal really screwed things up. It me, Batman. Thanks for checking out the stream on Twitch. Where does the truth lie regarding the DK reports? Everything I've heard is that there is absolutely nothing going on. That doesn't mean that the other gentleman in the Seattle area who reported the initial idea that the Packers had an offer on the table, I haven't heard any of that. And everybody I've checked with inside 1265 Lombardi has completely shot that down. So I can only go with the people I trust. And that doesn't mean that that gentleman didn't hear what he heard. He reported it and he stood by it, which I understand. That's probably what you would do if I'm assuming he heard it from somebody that he trusts. So, you know, in my world, everybody I've talked to, there's nothing there. And I know there are other folks on the beat who actually do this for a living who have heard the same thing. So we'll let that lie until perhaps something happens down the road. But from everything I've heard, DK isn't going anywhere, and he's going to play out this final year of his deal in Seattle. Michael, how are you, man? If Green Bay doesn't get Higgins in the draft, what's the next best wide receiver for them to go after? Golden. Although both Golden's probably going to be gone before Higgins. So after those two, I haven't found one that I absolutely love for Green Bay, but that doesn't mean that there isn't one out there. God knows they do all the work in the building, and hell, there's probably plenty of draft picks here online that you could look at and go through their lists, what have you. It is something I will be asking Tyler Brook tomorrow when we record the next Draft Industrial Complex, first post-combine kind of get-together to talk about prospects that we can see potentially landing with the Packers. Got to think, obviously, wide receiver will come up because I do suspect they will take at least one wide receiver in this draft, even though it is not a, you know, seriously rich talent pool at that position this year. Brianna, I want MVS and Chase Young in free agency. I think both of those are a possibility. I don't think, you know, you could sit here prior to the start of free agency and say, oh, yes, that is absolutely going to happen, or those will definitely be, you know, guys they reach out to. But both of those make a world of sense. MVS is a much more likely reunion in my mind than Devontae Adams is. And as far as Chase Young goes, he fits much better into the category of the type of free agent that Brian has talked about wanting to target and likes to bring in, as far as he's still a younger player and someone who you're going to get, you know, obviously he's a talent, he's an edge rusher that can cause lots of problems, but he's also within the mold of the types of edges and defensive ends that they like. Bigger guy, but he does have a little bit more bend than most of the guys on the Packers roster. That's a real possibility for at least the Packers to be in that conversation. Will, I don't know, man, but that's crazy money for a kicker. First of all, let's wait until we see the actual contract. Remember, when these deals get announced, it's all the highest end that anything could possibly be, and then you see the actual contract, and we'll see what the structure is. Maybe it's 1 year of certain, you know, amount, cap hit, whatever, and then there's a real easy out for the Packers next season or after two seasons. Most NFL contracts these days are 2 years and then reevaluate. So I get that, like, the sticker shock may be there for you, but A, the Packers have plenty of room. And if it's, you know, making sure that you never have to go through the headache that you went through the last year and a half at the position, it is worth every penny. And also, the Packers can afford it. They're not in cap hell. They're not even up against the cap. They got plenty of space, and they got the ability to create plenty more space, up to $70 million worth. So, man, I don't know. I just, the world will go on regardless of how much the Packers have paid their kicker. And your life will not be materially affected. I guarantee you that. I'm not saying that's what you're complaining about. I'm just saying, you know, the pantheon of worries that may be kicking around your brain, that's not one that you should entertain. I don't know what that means. Ed, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. Your thumbnail for today's show reminded me of how much I hope they deep six those all-white uniforms. I'm sure they will get right on it. Ed, I love those all-white uniforms. So I'm hoping they keep them. I mean, they wore them twice last year. I think they might be here to stay. Oh, I don't want to make fun of anybody here, but of course this came from Facebook. Carla. Clay Matthews as a coach? Is this true? Wonder how that will work out. Carla, it is not true. I am begging you to stop getting your Packers news. No, opinion? Fine. But Packers news? Get off of Facebook for that. Trust your friends at PackersNews.com or CheeseheadTV.com. Don't go by anything you ever see on Facebook, ever. And I mean ever. And I'm including my own page on this. And Cheesehead TV. Don't. Facebook? No. No. Absolutely not. Or Instagram or any of that. No, Clay Matthews is not coming back to coach with the Green Bay Packers. Neither is David Bakhtiari. Neither is Jeff Janis. These are all things that I've been asked about this offseason. And I will say, I just need Matt LaFleur to announce his coaching staff, which he still hasn't done. And I know he just lost Miles White. He's probably probably looking for still a guy or two, et cetera, interviewing people, what have you. But I never in a million years thought we would get Bill Belichick's staff announcement in North Carolina before we got Matt LaFleur's announcement, which is exactly what happened today. Crazy to me. Crazy, crazy stuff. Menace, how are you? Looking back, and hindsight is always undefeated, of course, would you have rather paid Devontae and let Aaron go via trade, release, whatever, or pay Aaron and how all of that went down? Oh, no. I was 100% on the pay Devontae and trade Aaron train. I wanted Aaron traded the year before he actually got traded. So, yeah, no, 1,000,000,000%. That Menace, that's not hindsight. That's what I wanted to have happen. It just took a little longer. And unfortunately, that meant Devontae had to go. That is a very good question, Laura. Am I crazy? I thought I heard they were going to do an express train Green Bay to Milwaukee. I assume you mean for the draft. Can't find any updated info on this. I have not seen any updates on it either. That is 100% something they talked about at the press conference when they announced Green Bay was getting the draft. Mark Murphy mentioned it. They showed like a mock-up of it. I'm going to reach out to Discover Green Bay because they are doing a lot of the stuff, like the tangential stuff, not controlled by the NFL, but things of that nature. If they don't have the update, they'll know who would or should. But it is, you are not imagining it. They absolutely talked about that. And I can't fathom they're going to go through and not do it because there are going to be a lot of people staying in Milwaukee for the draft, because once the NFL announced that Green Bay had the draft, they essentially took all of the hotel rooms in Green Bay. I mean, they were gone like that by the league. Come enjoy the draft in Green Bay, stay in Milwaukee. So they're going to have, like I said, you're not imagining that. They 100% talked about it. And also, you are right, they have not given any updates on it. Now, I would caveat that with, like, this is just kind of how the NFL has operated. I mean, you know, coming off the Super Bowl, I kept asking about the draft and all I heard was let's get through the Super Bowl. And then I, you know, got to the combine. Let's get through the combine. So now that the combine is over, you know, this morning they kind of announced the one pass is, you know, open now. If the NFL's app called the NFL One Pass is open and you can download it on whatever smartphone you've got and you can register for the draft, and you have to register if you want to attend. So that started literally today. And as we get moving on here and the engine picks up steam, so to speak, with the NFL turning its attention to the draft, you'll start to get more updates. I think hopefully we'll start to get more information about that kind of thing. Let me see what we got here. Big Al, how are you doing, man? Hey, Nags, should the Packers re-sign Davante Adams? He brings some much-needed veteran presence, and he'll help develop our young wide receivers. Al, that last part is the key part. That's what I think would be probably the most important aspect of bringing him back, as far as not having enough kind of examples put in front of them as to how to practice, how to be a pro. That doesn't mean these young men aren't professionals. They're doing what they can do, but not only is he, you know, a great example for those young guys, but he is the most competitive dude I have ever seen in a practice situation setting in my life. So I think that would be an amazing kind of aspect of bringing Devontae back, is showing these guys how to bring it all the time, day in and day out, 365. But again, I don't think a reunion is likely, but we shall see. No, Gimpy asking, is Packers versus Steelers in Ireland a done deal? It is not a done deal. There is nothing official yet. When I was in Indy, I tried to talk to a couple NFL people about this. Nothing has been set yet. I know Mark Murphy was asked about it in his recent Murphy Takes 5 at Packers.com, and he said they should hear soon. Now, you know, soon, whatever that might mean in this scenario, I'm not quite sure, but you know, the schedule gets announced each year after, shortly after the draft. So I got to think it's coming up here in the spring. Well, I would suspect get word way before that, probably in the next couple of weeks. What I've heard is that the Packers are still a possibility. The Packers have made it abundantly clear they do not want to go. I think it's going to come down between the Packers and the Seahawks, but one of those two teams is going to go, most likely. But we shall see. Maybe things turn at the last second, but that's where it stands right now. We should hopefully get some word, some official word there in the next couple of weeks. Rai, how you doing, man? Would Half ever line up Gary inside like Z? You know what? He was asked about that. I remember this past summer, and you know, I'm sure he's keeping an open mind. Anything to put guys in positions where they can win their one-on-ones and keep the offense on their toes, so to speak. But you know, nothing has kind of suggested that that's imminent. Certainly didn't see much of it, if any of it, this past season, but maybe that's something that he gets in the lab this offseason and starts, you know, cooking up some things for kicking guys like Rashawn inside, or maybe even Lucas Van Ness and things like that. There's no doubt that they will continue to try and get Gary lined up one-on-one with guys, and he's got to win more often than he did last year. M, what's going on, man? How are you? Hi, Nags. How about Marshawn Lloyd as best addition for the next season? I mean, I don't know about best, but he'll certainly be a welcome addition. The fact that hopefully he hits the ground running and is healthy and is able to contribute. Obviously, he had a very kind of almost wasted rookie season, a red shirt, if you will. But I mean, you still love the potential there. There's a ton of upside. He is a talented dude. Got to stay healthy. Got to stay on the field, but yeah, there's somebody where that could be an extra additional kind of aspect to the offense that, you know, certainly you loved what you got from the backfield last year, but man, every wrinkle helps. And he certainly has something that a lot of the other guys in that backfield don't, as far as his elusiveness, his, what I've seen in the college tape, his vision and cutback ability and his work in space is really impressive. So I do think there's a decent chance he does maybe not surprise people, because I think most people are hoping he, you know, comes out and does well, but he's certainly someone that I could see adding some juice to the offense. No doubt about it. Kenneth Brown, how are you, man? I'm out. You say in Romeo, but I believe you mean on Romeo. I'm out on Romeo. Bring in one from the draft. Which one? Higgins from Iowa State. That's the one that I want. I do think Romeo will probably play out this final year in Green Bay. Maybe they take calls about trading him, that he was included in the DK Metcalf rumor, though who knows how realistic that is. But I don't doubt for a moment that they will continue to add receiver talent in the draft. They absolutely have to. Travis, good question, man. Gray Zabel, where would you draft him, and can he play center? How good do you think he is going to be? I tell you what, I was talking to Matt Miller, old buddy and colleague there at the combine. And I was saying, you know, it's so funny how Gray Zabel has gone from kind of this, maybe not unheralded, but not a big name outside of draft circles or even just real geek DraftKnik types. And then the Senior Bowl happened, and then he tested well, and now it's like everyone's talking about Gray Zabel not only like going maybe late first round, but moving up in the first round. So would I draft him at 23? I would, but I've told you guys a million times, I'd be a terrible general manager, and you're thankful as a Packers fan that I am not. But I 100% think he could start day one at center for the Packers. The only question that kind of lingered over him prior to the Senior Bowl was, would he be able to hold up against top flight competition? And he passed that test with flying colors there at the Senior Bowl. I mean, he whooped up on everybody, and he whooped up at the center position. There's no doubt in my mind that could be kind of the next guy, right? As far as you went from Corey Linsley started week one, his rookie year, Josh Meyer started week one, his rookie year, Gray Zabel could very well start week one, his rookie year. I have no doubt about that. Now, do the Packers feel the same way? I have no idea, but he does seem to be the type that they would love, a guy who can play really up and down the line, but certainly those three interior positions. And yeah, he 100% could play center for them. No doubt about it. Oh, James, that's very kind of you. Hope someday I can buy you a beer and chat someday, Nags. Thank you, James. To that end, I'm working on putting together some kind of Patreon Care of the G Club meetup the night before the draft. I'm talking to a few different entities, still not kind of haven't locked down the time and place yet, but there will be something happening. So make sure you check it out. And that'd be a great opportunity to get together, have a beer, and talk ball. It's going to be a lot of fun. Is the mayor still in here? I saw Kyle Cousineau was here saying, much to my chagrin, I've heard the passenger train is not happening. For those of you who don't know, Kyle Cousineau knows everything when it comes to the city of Green Bay, the Packers, how the two intertwine. So if Kyle's hearing that it's not happening, probably not happening, which is unfortunate because Mark Murphy literally sat up there at the press conference, said into a microphone that there would be a train between Milwaukee and Green Bay. Whatever, man. Whatever. Hey, Vin V, how you doing, man? New York City meetup. I'm there, man. It's going to happen, Vin V. I don't know when. At some point, though, this offseason, we will have one. We have one pretty much every year. So, yeah, be on the lookout for it because that will happen. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.